17 Juli Donnerstag. 酸いも甘いもへようこそ。こんにちは、さやです。Welcome to the 12th episode of 酸いも甘いも。Originally, this was meant to be summer special part 2, following the last show, full on beach vibes, sunshine, and summer tunes. However, there's something important happening in Japan this Sunday. July 20th, the upper house election. So I thought I'll take a moment to share a little bit about Japanese politics. We are seeing similar trends as in many other countries. Put your country first. A pushback against globalization and rising new parties that challenge the old system. As someone from the younger generation, I feel a certain responsibility to care about politics, and I really hope more youth will get involved as well. You don't have to support any specific party, but even just voting to show your voice and take responsibility for the society we live in is crucial. And it's still summer, so I'll also be mixing in some chill, beachy tracks to keep the vibe alive. Let's enjoy this unique combo of politics and summer mood. A bit of thinking, a bit of dancing. Hope you enjoy the ride. 第12回酸いも甘いもへようこそ。本来なら今日はサマースペシャルパート2として海であったり太陽夏っぽい音楽を届ける予定でした。しかし今週の日曜日日本では参院選が行われます。だから今日は少しだけ日本の政治についても海外の皆さん、日本の皆さんに考えてもらいたく触れてみようと思います。今日本は世界の多くの国と同じように自国第一や反グローバリズムのような流れが強まっていて、これまでのシステムに挑戦する新しい政党もたくさん出てきています。私自身、若い世代として政治に関心を持つ責任を感じておりますし、もっと多くの若者がどこに投票するか、ここに投票したいという政党がなくても構わないので、まずは声を上げること、投票することを通して社会に関心を持ってほしいなと思っております。とはいえ、まだまだ夏真っ盛りなので、今日はそんな政治の話と一緒にビーチ感たっぷりの夏っぽいミュージックもミックスしてお届けします。ちょっと考えて、ちょっと踊って、政治とサマームードのコラボ楽しんでもらえたら嬉しいです。それでは、酸いも甘いも12、スタートです。 So I started off with a song called Summer by Joe Hisaishi, one of the most iconic composer and pianist from Japan. He is most well known for his longtime collaboration with Studio Ghibli and director Hayao Miyazaki, creating the unforgettable soundtracks behind films like Spirited Away, My Neighbor Totoro, Howl's Moving Castle, and Princess Mononoke. Hisaishi's music blends classical, minimalist, and emotional cinematic styles, instantly transporting you into another world. Summer itself isn't from a Ghibli film, but from the movie Kikujiro, and it perfectly captures the nostalgic, light-hearted, yet slightly melancholic summer feeling. I hope you enjoy this song, Summer. So let me explain first about Japan's political system and the upper house election. Japan has a bicameral legislature consisting of two chambers. The first one is the House of Representatives, which is lower house, and members serve four-year terms. But the chamber can be dissolved earlier if the prime minister says that they will. And the second one is the House of Councillors, which is upper house, and members serve fixed six-year terms, with half the seats up for election every 3 years. In the House of Councillors election, voters can cast two ballots. First one is constituency vote, which elects representatives from each prefecture. So, for example, for me, I'm from Yokohama, which is a prefecture called Kanagawa. So I have to select one representative from Kanagawa. And the second ballot is proportional representation vote, which is a nationwide voting for parties and candidates. So you can vote, you can write down the name of the candidate or the party that you support. And seats are allocated according to the vote share. So what's the voting methods in Japan? Voters can participate through four methods. The first one, the primary one, is election day voting, of course, which is going to be on the 20th of July, this Sunday. And it is designated polling stations on the election day. And the second vote method is early voting. It is available before election day at designated locations. There's no reason needed, and usually 2 weeks before it opens until the day before the main election day. And the third one is postal voting. So for the voters with physical disabilities or difficulty traveling can use this postal voting. And the fourth one is the overseas voting, which I used this time. I went to the embassy in Vienna to vote. And for Japanese citizens that lives abroad, requires registration on the overseas voter list, but if you have that, you can go vote. And also for the people that lives abroad can use that postal voting that you send a post to your original prefecture that you lived in, and then you will get back the voting sheet so that you can fill that form, and then you will send it back to Japan. So either two ways could work for someone like me. And in 2022, approximately 100,000 overseas voters participated, apparently. And the voter turnout among overseas Japanese is relatively higher, probably also because those registered tend to have a strong interest, and without an interest, probably they will not register, so that makes sense. So this is the basic system of the Japanese politics. And I want to share the voter turnout and the youth engagement in Japan. Next. The voter turnout for the 2022 House of Consulates election, the upper house election 3 years ago, was 52%. With turnout among young people aged 10 to 20s around 30% range. However, for this time, 2025, political interest among young voters is rising, fueled by active social media discussions and emergence of next generation parties like young politicians. And the election coincides with public holidays. Yes, the voting date is in the middle of the three public holidays on Sunday, and the Monday is a public holiday, so yeah, it's in the middle of the 3 days holidays. So the early voting rate is raising, and already it has exceeded those of the previous election, indicating the strong engagement, I feel. And I'm really hoping that more young people in Japan start to see these issues as their own and take part in shaping the future, because I truly believe in the power of our generation. So here's a song that beautifully captures the spirit of youth. Let's listen to Wakamono no Subete by Fuji Fabric.
You
This song is a really memorable song for me because I was always singing this song in the karaoke with my lovely friends in summer, also in winter, but for me personally, it brings me back to those beautiful summer memories that we had fun together. I hope you listeners also enjoyed this song. So now let me move back again to the political topics and explain the overview of the political situation in Japan. Currently, Liberal Democratic Party, LDP, is in charge. Since World War II, often in coalition with the party called Komeito, has dominated Japanese politics, drawing support mainly from right-wing and centrist voters. However, in recent years, frustrations have grown over from the economic stagnation known as the lost 30 years and rising living costs and inflation. Also concerns about globalization and immigration policies, which you can see everywhere in the world with the rise of Trump president and also in EU, Italy, Germany, also in Austria, you can see this trend. And as a result, the LDP is projected to lose its majority in the upper house this election. This is not sure yet, but it's being predicted through the media. Many right-leaning and centrist voters have begun shifting to support the other parties, largely driven by worries over high prices and immigration policies. So for this upper house election, there are three key policy themes. First one is the declining birth rate and childcare support. Japan's birth rate fell below 700,000 for the first time in 2024. And parties are proposing measurements like child allowances, education cost support, and housing assistance to address population decline. And the second policy theme is, of course, economics, tax cuts, and inflation countermeasures. Parties are emphasizing to ease the burden of inflation, reducing consumption tax, and lowering social insurance premiums. And the third theme is immigration and foreign policy. The concerns over increased foreign resident numbers and foreign acquisition of land and companies are debated. While there is a move toward clearer immigration rules, options remain divided between those favoring active acceptance and those calling for stricter controls. When we think about the immigration problem in Japan, and like Europe, Japan is an island in the middle of nowhere. So, first of all, it's hard for foreigners to reach. Nowadays, with the flight, of course, it's becoming easier, but still, geographically, it's not as easy in Europe that immigrants can just cross the border by walking or through the land. So, historically, Japan is not used to having so many different races. That is why it's really homogeneous, and then we have a really unique culture. However, with this huge trend around the world, globalization, Japan is also having more and more foreigners and becoming more and more international. And since we are not used to it, to this diverse, having diverse people, I feel like also those regulations are not set properly, and this could be also the difference from US or EU, that Japan is quite behind when it comes to those foreign policies. So next, I would like to explain the parties that are participating in this election. But before that, let me share a song called 真夏の夜の夢 by 新井由美。 All right, I hope you listeners got to take a little break from politics and cool off with some classic summer vibes. This song was called 真夏の夜の夢 A Midsummer Night's Dream by Arai Yumi, one of the most iconic singer-songwriters in Japan. She's known for her poetic lyrics and timeless melodies, and her music has often been featured in Ghibli films as well. This track is a dreamy, mysterious love song that perfectly captures the feeling of a hot summer night when anything feels possible. So anything would be possible if we all make a move, so let's expect some change from this election on this Sunday. Now I would like to go back to the political topics and share the parties that are participating in this election. So LDP, Liberal Democratic Party, which is now in charge, of course, is the prime candidate. And there's Kōmeitō, which is a coalition party of LDP, supported by the Soka Gakkai religious group, focusing on social welfare, family support, and peace diplomacy. Kōmeitō is a center-moderate shifted party. And now comes Nippon Ishin no Kai, which is Japan Innovation Party. This party supports administrative and tax reforms, deregulation, and revising the constitution. It appeals to young voters and urban business-minded citizens. It is one of the fastest growing parties and is really have a really big supporter in the Osaka region. This party is center right. And now here comes Constitutional Democratic Party of Japan, which is the largest opposition party, advocating for social welfare, lowering the consumption tax, and stronger civil rights, backed by labor unions and urban middle-class voters. This party is a center-left and liberal party. More follows. In this elections, there are really so many new parties that emerged, so it's exciting, I feel. There are many people that wanting to participate to show their idea, and us citizens also have to think which policies you care about, what kind of idea you also have, what kind of country you want to make. And with a lot of parties, us voters also have to think carefully which party to choose. So another party is called Democratic Party for the People. This party is also being expected to gain more seats. It is focused on lowering social security costs, supporting small business, and economic revitalization. Often takes a cooperative stance between ruling and opposition parties. This party is a centrist. And next comes Japanese Communist Party, left-wing party, socialist party. This party is pro-workers, anti-nuclear power, pro-gender equality, and calls for a higher minimum wage. Strong support from civil society and pacifist groups. And the next comes a smaller party, a party called Reiwa Shinsengumi, which is led by actor-turned-politician Yamamoto Taro, and he advocates for free education, cancellation of student debt, and boosting income for the working poor. And this party is popular among younger and economically struggling demographics. Here follows Social Democratic Party, a center-left party, one of Japan's oldest parties campaigning for LGBTQ rights, zero consumption tax, and enhanced caregiving wages. It is a small party, but ideologically really consistent. And now, here are those new emerging parties. Sanseito, which is a far-right nationalist party, strongly critical of globalism and immigration, promoting traditional Japanese values, food security, and national self-sufficiency. This party is gaining support through YouTube and SNS, especially among conservative youth and disillusioned voters. This party I would like to also share after I play another song as part of the new emerging parties. Another emerging party is Team Mirai, which is a center tech-focused reformist. It is a youthful new party focused on AI, digital democracy, education reform, and universal basic income, trying to bridge technology and politics for younger generation. There are also some other parties such as Kyowa Party and Conservative Party of Japan and so many minor local parties. But these that I shared are the major parties that are being covered also through the media and being focused, that you can also get the information through the SNS, TV, yeah. So that was a lot of input. So let me play a song called Kibō no Wadachi by Southern All Stars.
Same old.
We now listen to 希望の轍ち Tracks of Hope by Southern All-Stars. One of Japan's most legendary rock bands. I'm playing so many songs from this band, so if you are a heavy listener of Suimo Maimo Radio, probably you've already known. And this song is released in 1990.And became an anthem of energy, transition, and looking towards the future. So it's perfectly matching the theme of today's show. The title refers to the hopeful tracks or pathways we carve out as we move forward in stations, move forward in life. It's often associated with youth journeys and new beginnings.And you'll still hear it played at train stations, school events, and even political rallies sometimes. The upbeat rhythm and emotional melody make it a perfect summer drive song, but it also carries a message of resilience and belief in what's ahead. I personally was listening to this song back in 2021 during the Tokyo Olympics.When I was working in Enoshima Island in the sailing venue. And to get to that Enoshima Island, you have to cross the bridge you have to get there through the bridge. And I was always listening to this band and especially this song in that hot summer in Japan.Which is now missing in Austria because today is like 22 degrees and at night it was like 15 degrees. So I'm barely sweating while in Japan every day was a struggle getting to the station. I'm like full of sweat. I have to take a shower before getting on the train. But those heat...energy I really miss, and this song especially brings me back to those beautiful memories from the summer. I hope you also got to bring yourself by the coast chilling in your image. So I've explained the overview of the parties now.And that are participating for this election. And I want to pick up a few parties that are new emerging and gaining fame. So as I already explained, there's a party called Sanseto, which in English is Do It By Yourself Party. It is founded in 2020. They leverage YouTube and social media to attract many young voters. Actually, this party even started from YouTube. They asked for participants through using YouTube, and they're still really strong in these platforms. And as our generation don't really watch TV or listen to radio or read newspapers, the main source is from internet, SNS, all on your phone. So it's not a big surprise that they're gaining support, and their platform includes anti-globalism and anti-immigration stances, along with support for child rearing and traditional culture preservation. In the previous election in 2022, they only had one seat, so currently they still have only one seat. But they're expected to win around 10 to 15 seats, which is a big change. And the leader is good at talking. He has some charisma, I feel, also. And he's trying to go to all the prefectures to give the speech. So this party will be a really big part that will bring a change, probably also through among the balance between the current LDP and the rest of the parties that are against. So let's see how things are going to go. And there's another party that I would like to share, which is called Team Mirai. And it's a new party from this election. An average age is 34. It's a party formed by young people. And a technology-focused party integrating AI and democratic processes. They crowdsource policies from citizens using AI to continuously update their platform. I also checked their website and I was able to give some comments, talking with the chat, asking some questions about some policies, what they think about this theme, this problem, and how they're trying to solve that. And it's not like they're going to directly reflect those comments, but the comments that are gathered through the chat, they will try to reflect somehow by adjusting it. They focus on tech innovation, future-oriented policies such as free education, gasoline tax repeal, and cash benefits. And as I said, it's a really young party, also run by youth, our generation, so I think this party is also gaining support from the young generation, seeing that the similar age people are trying to make some change, and also the value that they have is quite more similar compared to those traditional parties like LDP. Most of the politicians are over 50s, 60s. Quite old, so let's see also what will happen, where the youth vote would shift. So this was the overview of Japanese politics and the situation and expectation about this 2025 upper house election that is coming this Sunday. as a person living abroad outside of Japan, I feel like I have more interest or that urge that I have to support Japan. Probably that is also why I even went to Vienna only for voting. But it was a cool experience. It was my first time voting abroad. And yes, all those steps that I needed and how it is organized. There's so many things that you will realize when you try to vote. I tried to go through most of the parties, not only the information from the media, SNS, but getting the information, original information by myself. Because you, those information from the third person are always somehow biased, both in a bad way, good way. So it is essential to think by yourself, to get the information by yourself and make a decision. And it's not easy, I understand. I've also used those system that you can select your idea for each theme or your ideas, your tendency, and then they will show which party matches, like showing the percentage. For example, this party is 75% match with your idea, 60%, and then it gives you the list of the whole party. That was also my first time to use that. It is called Board Match, and I think it helps you to decide also. So making a decision to go all the way to Vienna from Graz to vote made me think about Japan, about politics, and I think it was a really good chance to reflect also on myself, what kind of future I'm looking for, what I think is important for myself, for my family, for Japan. And also, even only for that, I think it's a good chance to go vote, because also for yourself, if you don't have any party that matches, that time that you took to think about all those problems that you see in the world and what kind of shift you are looking for or what is most important for you, it's a good chance to think by yourself. And especially nowadays, we are drowning in those information, too much information that you get. And using your brain and think, make a decision by yourself, not asking ChatGPT which party is the best, I think is a really good opportunity for everyone, not only the youth, of course, also all the generation. And but for me, I still consider as a young generation, so I hope that young generation will also take it serious and use it as an opportunity to reflect on yourself and also about the future of your own country and yourself. So today's Suimo Amaimo, I said it's summer and election special, but it was more on the election politics talks, so many talks, but I hope the foreign listeners got to understand a little bit of how Japanese politics are working. And for those Japanese listeners, I also hope it became a good chance to think about yourself and your country. So for the next Suimo Amaimo, I would for sure bring back the beach vibe, complete beach vibe, also with a guest, hopefully. So hope you stay tuned. And as I always say, Sweet Moamaemo is not just for me, but a ride with you all listeners, passengers. So if you have any preferences or recommendations of songs or the theme that you want me to cover, please feel free to share with me. And also if you want to come here as a guest, I would love to have a talk with anyone. So my email is listed on my show program on the Radio Helsinki website. And you can also find me on Instagram as suimoamaimo92.6. So I'm looking forward to get any messages from you guys, listeners. Thank you for spending part of your summer with me today and listening to my Japanese politics show. I hope I got to entertain you all, and I will carry this summer spirit next time and hear you guys in 2 weeks, 31st of July. Bis bald!
風が耳なもに放たれる。やがて消えゆく愛の響きとは追いすがる。出会い別れの旅路に二度と恋に落ちないと誓う孤独の太陽が涙で。